I just know it's a mess. But if you can't, you have to, and it is a mess. But my advice: stay away from the strip for the next month. A few things to point out on this. First of all, the paving that they're doing is something that's going to have to be done every 6 to 10 years, something like that. So once they get this done, it'll be done. So for a long time, they'll have to repave it. The race is here for at least 10 years. I think it's going to be here longer. I think it's here for in perpetuity. That's a big word to use in the morning.
I know. Surprise, especially from you.
For a long time. Long time it's going to be here. Maybe forever.
I absolutely love it.
We are going to, let me tell you something, but these cars are loud and we're going to hear it all over the valley, and they're racing at night. So that weekend at night, get ready for the, and I'm talking about the 16th, 17th, 18th. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, on into the Sunday, the wee hours of the morning, because the race starts at 10 p.m. on Saturday night on November 18th. You're going to hear it all over the valley because we're in a bowl, especially if there's no wind, if it's still that night. And that's, I know some people are going to complain and say it's waking them up or whatever.
I've got a 5:30 flight out of Harry Reid, and I got to get to bed about 8 o'clock. How am I going to do?
I don't know that airport you're speaking. I don't know that airport you're speaking of. Is that Las Vegas International?
Now.
That's Las Vegas International, right?
That's what all the signs are saying now.
Yeah, well, okay.
It'll never be Harry Reid. I know.
It is Las Vegas International as long as I'm here. And I hope I live long enough that they actually change it to that. But anyway, that's a whole different issue. By the way, I
totally agree with you. We are flat out of time. Sports wrap again. Give us the time.
4:30 on Sunday after the Chargers-Chiefs. We'll have a full wrap-up of the Raiders against the Bears, because by that time, with a 10 o'clock start there, we'll be able to do some of the stuff afterwards. But to put the interviews and everything together, so me and Chris Matthews will be on at that time and wrapping up a crazy week in sports and getting ready for the next one. And rocking out. What a beautiful day in Vegas today, by the way.
I love it.
This is a perfect day. I need to go golfing today.
Hey, I got to run, my friend.
All right, Kevin.
You be good, sir. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Okay, you too. Bye.
There you go. Ron Futrell, 8 News Now. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, filmmaker and author Dinesh D'Souza joins to talk about his newest movie, Police State, which looks at the weaponization of law enforcement for political purposes.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
Raiders fans, Terrible's Game Day giveaway is back and bigger than ever. Shop at your local Terrible's and make a purchase of $10 or more. Earn 10 entries when you make a Coors Light or Coca-Cola purchase. Scan your Terrible's app rewards code and earn entries for every game throughout the season. Score a $1,000 Raiders shopping spree. Hotel accommodations from Coca-Cola and a Coors Light Silver Seat experience. Every day is game day, exclusively at Terrible's. Visit Terrible's.com for details.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, It's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here I am, rocked you like a hurricane.
Did you know that states are quietly using tax dollars to fund radical social agendas? That's why there's a new group called the New Tolerance Campaign. What is it? What do they do? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Vegas Golden Knights are the third Stanley Cup champions to defend their title with five straight wins to start the next season, and they did so with a 5-3 win over the Jets in Winnipeg last night. They're off to Chicago to take on the Blackhawks tomorrow night. Jimmy Garoppolo's a no-go in Chicago on Sunday. It hasn't been announced whether rookie Aiden O'Connell or 15-year veteran Brian Hoyer will get the start against the Bears. Oddsmakers still have faith in the silver and black, though. They're offered as 2.5-point favorites. UNLV football's won four straight games for the first time in 10 years, and at 5-1, it's their best record to start a season since 1984. Homecoming week for the Rebels, who are 7.5-point favorites over Colorado State tomorrow afternoon at Allegiant Stadium.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
It hasn't been too tough of a drive-in this Friday morning. Sparse accidents go on our Valley freeways. We're getting the all clear right now, although just off 15, there's an accident on Charleston westbound at Grand Central Parkway, just east of I-15 there on Charleston. And a new one on North Las Vegas Boulevard at Craig Road. Sunny and clear today. A couple more 90-degree afternoons today and tomorrow, and should be about 87 on Sunday. But we're going to get back to the low 90s this afternoon. 68 degrees, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What's going on in the House of Representatives? This is what's going on.
McCormick. Jordan. McGarvey. Jeffries. McGovern. Jeffries. McHenry. Jordan.
They're having the election of a speaker, but Jim Jordan does not have the votes right now. In fact, looking at the tote board, Jordan with 123, Jeffries with 124, others 19. I'm guessing those are all Republicans who refuse to vote for Jim Jordan. We'll keep you apprised of that. Clay and Buck will have the very latest. They are expecting a fourth vote coming up in a little bit. In fact, they'll probably go right to a fourth vote. We'll find out how that works. I had a chance to visit earlier with Gregory Angelo. He is the executive director of the New Tolerance Campaign. And I asked him straight up, what is the New Tolerance Campaign?
New Tolerance Campaign is a watchdog nonprofit organization that was founded to rally everyday Americans sick and tired of cancel culture, wokeism, and the institutions that are responsible for creating it. So when I say institutions, I'm talking about woke corporations. I'm talking about activist nonprofits that have good missions, at least on paper, but have completely lost their way. I'm looking at you, Southern Poverty Law Center, ACLU, and of course the colleges and universities and their ever leftward drift that increasingly silences speech on campus, especially conservative speech. So what we do is you can go to our website, newtolerance.org. We have a ton of campaigns pushing back on all of those institutions. You can send messages directly to the key decision makers pushing back, registering your disgust. What we do is we take the call your senator, email your congressman model, and we repurpose it. So instead of elected officials, everyday Americans can send messages directly to the key decision makers at these institutions that are corrupting our culture. We have over 65,000 supporters in all 50 states, and I'm hoping many of your listeners can join us after we talk today.
Gregory, let me ask you, give me a like, for instance. We talk about state treasurers that are doing this. What kind of states are we talking about? Big, small, everybody?
Well, the thing is, it's really everybody. And I don't want to paint with as broad of a brush to say all state treasurers are knowingly pushing ESG. I can certainly tell you that, you know, as you might imagine, in the bluer the state you go, the more enthusiastic state treasurers are about overtly investing in ESG and also proclaiming it. But, you know, the fact is, what has happened over the last couple of years is many corporations, instead of solely looking to bring back the greatest return on investment, which, by the way, is their obligation to their state, their shareholders, you've seen an emergence of what they call stakeholder activism. So that's people who don't even own stock in a company, but feel that they deserve a say in the policies that companies push that have created what amounts to a social credit score for a lot of these corporations. So ESG, environmental, social governance, you know, that's really just a fancy way of saying progressive policy. It's a stalking horse that forces corporations to weigh in on things, everything from, we're talking like abortion, climate issues, LGBTQ issues, and more. But pension funds are tied up in all this stuff because they're largely invested in mutual funds, index funds that, you know, basically just almost by default have some sort of an interest in corporations that are pushing ESG. Now, the good news is that state treasurers around the country are waking up. There have been nine to date that have made an actual move to divest their pension funds from ESG. It's hopefully something that I would like to see become a trend, and it's certainly something that we're pushing at New Tolerance Campaign with a campaign that we have dubbed END ESG, like end ESG.
It's one thing to do this at the state level with state treasurers because you've got legislators that are watchdogs that are supposedly doing oversight. What about in the corporate world where you've got shareholders? Is it different shareholders versus, you know, state legislators?
I think that's fair to say. You know, what has happened in so many, too many corporations, I would say, over the last couple of years is that they have been infected by very concerted shareholder movements that are pushed by far-left progressives. In other words, these people will buy up a significant enough amount of stock such that they are able to make shareholder proposals that push progressive agendas and that compel corporations to adopt them. I guess the bad news is on the right side of the spectrum, we've been behind the curve quite a bit, but there is an increasing movement among the right waking up to this, and you're seeing shareholder resolutions being pushed from the right to either get corporations away from progressive policies or just to move corporations back to a place of neutrality and their fiduciary obligations to their shareholders. You know, ESG is something that just sounds so like warm and fuzzy, but the more you look into it, the more you see it is something that, you know, what Carl Icahn called the biggest hypocrisy of our time. It's something that will continue to push corporations ever wokeward in our country unless Americans wake up to this. And because they control so much of the market, pension funds around the country are gigantic, it's really the state treasurers that have the power to turn the tide in the short term as shareholders and state legislators around the country push back in their respective spheres.
That is Gregory Angelo. He is the executive director of the organization, which I had never heard of, a New Tolerance Campaign. We'll be talking about that, I'm sure, over the course of the weeks and months. Coming up Monday on the show, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and Wayne Allen Root. It's going to be a full boat going out on Monday. Certainly hope that you'll join us. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are coming up next. Have a great weekend.
Chuck, I know there are a lot of scams with online payday loans. What should people watch out for?
So many of these websites might look totally legit, but they're far from it. And the borrower needs to be very careful to make sure they're dealing with a lender that's licensed right here in Nevada, like Dollar Loan Center.
How do they get away with that?
It's normally the online companies that are based out of the country in places like Costa Rica or hiding on tribal land to skirt state lending laws. Others are just lead generators who really don't lend money, but sell your info to hundreds of unlicensed lenders.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan a month or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my five-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com, paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, October 20th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden speaks to the nation. State Department issues a warning. Sidney Powell pleads guilty, and prices just won't drop. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Joe Biden spoke to the nation last night, making the case why we need to pass a $100 billion aid package, including $10 million for Gaza, which is, of course, going right to Hamas. His speech bounced back and forth between Hamas and Putin and Ukraine, equating Ukraine and Israel, and then warned America against Islamophobia. Meanwhile, Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen fired three missiles that were intercepted by the USS Carney, a Navy destroyer in the Red Sea. They were headed north. And if you look at a map, north of Yemen is Israel. The U.S. State Department has issued a worldwide caution alert for any American overseas to exercise increased caution due to increased tensions in various locations around the world. This is all Americans everywhere. The State Department also said there's an increased potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens. On top of that, the U.S. Embassy in Beirut urged Americans to leave the country as soon as possible. I'm concerned about a Benghazi-like situation. Sidney Powell, remember her from the 2020 election aftermath? Release the Kraken, Sidney Powell. She pled guilty in Georgia to a racketeering case. That racketeering case with Trump and 17 others. So she'll serve 6 years probation, be fined $6,000, and have to write an apology letter to Georgia and its residents. And she will now be making a recorded statement for prosecutors and testify against Donald Trump. She is the most prominent person who is now working with the prosecution against the former president. She pled to 6 counts of conspiracy to commit intentional interference with performance of election duties. That's her crime. Home sales are at their lowest pace in 13 years. Why? Because so many people have low rates. More than 60% of homeowners have mortgage rates below 6%. Of course, they're now reluctant to sell their house and buy new ones now that rates are above 8%. So sales are down 15% from a year ago, but prices are still high. The median existing home sales price in September was 3% above a year ago. So interest rates are sky high and the prices aren't dropping. I'm Mike Slater. Have a wonderful weekend. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call CarShield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, it is both astonishing and outrageous that most major national news organizations reported that Israel blew up a hospital in Gaza, killing hundreds. The source of the information was Hamas, so that immediately disqualifies any honest journalist from citing Israel as the hospital attacker, right? But no. The Associated Press, Reuters, CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times all inflamed a violent situation by reporting the Hamas accusation. None of those agencies had any backup for their reportage. What they should have done is said something like this: a hospital in Gaza was hit with rocket fire today. Both Israel and Hamas blame the other. Now, is that hard? That's journalism 101. Subsequently, U.S. intelligence agencies say that the rocket was a misfire by Islamic terrorists. That has been widely reported, but the damage was done. Millions of ill-informed people believe Israel is responsible for killing people in a hospital because that's what they want to believe. And it was reinforced by a corrupt media. We have a major problem with the press in this country. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Margarita Eckert, Clayton, Delaware. I'm a registered Republican. I'm so upset with the party about the speaker vote that I'm leaving. I will be an independent. Good for you. I'm an independent. Ann Grubler, Scottsdale, Arizona. The Republicans have been so childish. It's time to switch parties. How can Congress look Americans who supported them in the face and cause all the chaos? I don't know.